On the South Shore's Morning News, we have John Creed, WATD political analyst, with some thoughts about what happened and how this will affect anything politically. John Creed, thanks for joining us this morning.
Be happy to with you, Christine. Well, I myself thought it would be end up as a hung jury. I was wrong. But I want to make clear that when you and I did our pre-stuff for 2024 on January 1st, I said that I thought Biden would win the election because I didn't think Trump would get the votes of independent and most particularly independent women. And I think this is going to be decided in 9 states, so I haven't changed my opinion. What bothers me about this is the precedent that has been set, because you're going to get some Republican district attorney or attorney general who will go after a future Democratic president. So I think the precedent is not good.
Now, what about when we talk about, does this affect people? Do you think the majority of voters have already made up their mind who they're going to vote for? Do you think this really changes anything?
No, I think you're right there. I think the Biden people will be the Biden people and the Trump people the Trump people. What I look at is in 9 states, independent and most particularly independent women, and I think they will go towards Biden. I think that will hurt Trump. But I think people know Trump, and they're either like him or don't like him, but that's the way I look at 2024. But something people might not realize, what does this all affect next week when Hunter Biden goes on trial on Monday?
And what are your thoughts on that? How will this be affecting that?
Well, it depends. Delaware is a Democratic state. Whether that will have an opinion or not, I don't know. And, you know, I don't know the particulars, but he's got a trial in California later. So, but it's unfortunate when the judicial becomes political.
I agree, and I appreciate your comments this morning. Again, that's WATD political analyst John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.